Surprise, a little dick man. 99 episodes, Lou. We got 99 episodes on the wall. Take one down, pass it around.
And we'll have the Pet Ultimate. We'll soon be on the website.
It is the penultimate episode, Lou. We love that term.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. What's on the table of meat today for the Big Bears game?
Engaged meats.
Yes.
Engaged meats.
Yes.
Yes.
And the case meets. Very good. Who will be grilling today? Or do you
Jeff Neil O'Neill is here right now.
Oh, my God. This will be the first time I've been with Neil O'Neill, Chef Neil O'Neill, in two seasons, Lou.
Oh, my God.
Very happy about that.
Oh, my.
Very happy. All right. Well, you know, Lou, you are kicking ass on your picks of the week this year.
It's about time.
5-2. You're on a 5-game winning streak. I think Vegas is starting to take notice.
It's about time.
So we'll give you another hard one. The New Orleans Saints versus the Denver Broncos. Lou, do you have Peyton Manning fever?
I do not have Peyton Manning fever. But I have to go with the backups.
They have
two extremely good defenses.
All right.
And I'm relying on the bench with Caleb Haney in the back pocket to take Denver over Indianapolis.
Caleb Haney fever sticks with Lou.
Yes.
So, Lou, I've had my Halloween foray already.
Okay.
Couple of parties. Went as the dictator. Lou, you remember the dictator?
That's Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, sure he is.
Yes.
And Yoko barking in the background there.
Aye.
Barking at the garbage can.
So, mushy.
Yes. So, Lou, did you have a favorite childhood costume to go to? Were you the vagrant?
No.
What would you do?
I was Mr. Miyagi.
Well, no, I know that's your favorite adult costume. I'm talking when you were a kid.
I'm always a kid. Lou Dickman is the new Peter Pan.
Oh, my God.
With a penis.
Right. There you go. Lou.
How tight are his teeth?
You're going blue.
Blue, and yes, our, not dark, going
our,
blue.
Our producer has asked how tight your tights are.
Tight enough.
Well, Lou, let's see what else we have.
As a matter of fact, they have a little bit of trouble recognizing me from Baryshnikov.
Okay.
Baryshna Dickman.
So what what are we planning for the 100th podcast, Lou? Are we gonna do that next week?
We don't plan.
I think I will get a cake, as I did for our 50th anniversary.
Well, then we will have to have a table of non-meat for the cake.
So I guess, Lou, it's good that we could just get to your question.
Can you put bacon on top of the cake, and then we can put it on the table of meat?
I will consider that, Lou. Maybe we'll get those fancy cake chefs from the Food Network to do that.
Or perhaps a meatloaf.
I would
dressed like a cake.
Right. And or our heads made of marzipan or something. What?
Marzipan?
Marzipan, Lou?
Isn't that kind of a fancy tofu?
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
So, Lou, your question of the week.
I'm all ears.
If you could have 99 things of anything, what would it be and why, Lou? If you can gather 99 of anything, what would it be?
Millions.
Millions. That's what I like to hear, Lou. 90. Lou, that means you will someday be worth 99 million pennies.
Okay.
All right. Give us that catchphrase out, and I'll see you in a couple.
Hey, have an outstanding Sunday. Go Bears!
Go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Pixie Dust Religion. If you believe, clap three times for Lou at the Mutiny, 2428 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. Tell them Lou gets the clap for you.